And good morning. Good morning. I want to welcome all of you. You are listening to Heart of Mind Radio. And this is Catherine Davis speaking with you, the host of this program. And we are on the Progressive Radio Network. On today's program, we're going to be continuing with our coverage and focus on upcoming events. And that is the participants of the 11 Days of Global Unity, 11 Ways to Change the World, the UN International Day of Peace, and the Vigil for Peace and Ecology. And all of this is as well wrapped up with the 2016 Telesummit for the 11 Days of Global Unity. So on today's program, our guests are Rick Ulfick, who is the founder of We the World and the We campaign at we.net. We'll also be speaking with Monica Willard, who represents the United Religions Initiative at the United Nations. And also joining us will be Paul Slatkus, and he is the founder of the PeaceDayParty.org, as well as the Good News Planet, which is a wonderful resource for finding out what's going on in the world around us. Also joining us will be Susan Bastarica, and she's an interfaith ordained minister and the organizer of the Vigil for Peace and Ecology. We'll be introducing everyone a little bit more detailed as we engage in the conversation, but coming up first, I'd like to reintroduce and re-welcome Rick Ulfick. Hello, Rick, and welcome back to Heart of Mind Radio.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be on the show with you, Catherine.
Excellent. Now, Rick Ulfick, as I said, is the founder of We the World and the We campaign at we.net, a global platform to unite and amplify the efforts of people, organizations, and movements working for the common good. And he is the co-creator of the annual 11 Days of Global Unity, 11 Ways to Change the World, from September 11th to September 21st, the UN International Day of Peace, linking local awareness and action campaigns into an inspiring international movement. So there's a lot for us to cover today, Rick, but why don't we get started with you giving us an update on how things are going with the organizing of this incredible series of events?
Well, thank you so much. It's an honor to be on your show and with all the wonderful guests that you have on today. So just to back up a little bit, we're living at a time when we see record numbers of refugees fleeing from over 60 military conflicts around the world, and we're hearing regularly statements that many feel reflect bigotry and intolerance of being expressed in political campaigns, not just in the U.S., but in Europe and other places. So at this moment, I think it's really crucial for people to know about and be able to connect with what is actually working in the world. And that's what we're doing with 11 Days of Global Unity. In 2004, my organization, We the World, and our global partners launched 11 Days of Global Unity, and we now have 11 themes for change that go along with that. And it has become a worldwide platform for the promotion of peace, justice, sustainability, and transformation that annually includes as many as 700 associated events in over 60 countries around the world. It culminates on September 21st, the UN International Day of Peace, which we'll be hearing a lot more about as we go further into the show. And we've had amazing participation in this these 11 days over the years with people like Desmond Tutu, Jane Goodall, Deepak Chopra, Eve Ensler, Daniel Ellsberg, Bill McKibben, Amy Goodman, Marianne Williamson, and many, many, many others, and organizations like Amnesty International, Oxfam, United Religions Initiative, and Monica represents them. She'll be on later in the show also, and many others. And this year, we have some really amazing things going on. I'll give you like an overview, and then we can focus on the summit that you mentioned. But the overview is, I guess, the three most extraordinary highlights of 11 days in 2016. The first one, I would say, is the Compassion Games. Compassion Games International is now presenting what they're calling the Global Unity Games and Tomorrow Together. So it's taking place as part of 11 Days of Global Unity, September 11th through the 21st. And they're starting off with the largest USA National Day of Service, commemorating the 15th anniversary of the tragedy of 9/11. So the Global Unity Games, Tomorrow Together, are an 11-day challenge to bring about unprecedented unity in communities around the world through compassionate action and service. Another really stellar event that's taking place as part of 11 Days of Global Unity is called Sustainable Peace, Sustainable Development. It's going to take place Friday, September 16th. And it's featuring the historic gathering at the United Nations of three inspiring and heroic Nobel Peace Laureate women who are all world leaders, one from Liberia, one from Iran, and one from Yemen. The moderator is Jonathan Granoff, who's the president of the Global Security Institute and advisory board member of We the World. And by the way, people can get information about all of these things by going to we.net, we.net. And the third extraordinary highlight that I wanted to talk about is this, what you mentioned, the 11 Days Summit, the 11 Days of Global Unity Telesummit. And that is also taking place from September 11th through the 21st with a teleconference on each of the 11 days. And it's going to be featuring really extraordinary speakers in profound dialogues on each of the 11 themes. So we'll be speaking with Jane Goodall on the environment, Tavis Smiley on economic justice, Neil Donald Walsh on unity, Ocean Robbins on health, the Earth Guardians on children and youth, Audrey Scott Williams on freedom, William Hartung on disarmament, and Monica Willard on peace. And we'll be getting a little sneak preview with Monica later in the show today. So I guess that's about it for me at the moment. Thanks, Catherine.
Thanks a lot. And actually, we're going to go right on to speak with Monica Willard. And Monica Willard represents the United Religions Initiative at the United Nations, the largest grassroots interfaith organization in the world, with over 600,000 members in 97 countries. And she has worked with the United Nations Department of Public Information on the International Day of Peace student observance since 1997 and serves as co-chair for the International Day of Peace NGO Committee at the UN. And she is going to be, as Rick suggested, part of the Global Unity Telesummit of 11 days on September 21st. She'll be speaking. So I want to say hello and welcome, Monica, to Heart of Mind Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Kathy. It's an honor to be here. It is such a pleasure to work with Rick. And as we're looking towards this countdown to the 11 days of global unity leading us into the International Day of Peace, it is a real joy to tell you about the theme for the UN this year. And it's
please
based
do,
on...
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, please do.
Oh, good. The International Day of Peace theme, as established by the UN, is Building Blocks for Peace, the Sustainable Development Goals. And these goals were passed by all the nations last year with 17 wonderful themes that people can take action on and be involved in building a better world. The whole idea of unity and representation, be it through gender equity, be it through feeding the hungry, ending poverty, education, the entire sustainable development goals, there are 17 of them, can be looked up online, and I know you can see them on We the World as well. They give people a way to tap into the United Nations agenda, and goal number 16 is the one focusing on peace, and I am proudly saying I am goal 16, and I would like people to look at these goals and to figure out what they are and how they can help participate with what they are already doing or what they already care about, whether it's climate change, protecting the animals, energy and renewable energy, building a better city. There are ways to really connect to the UN through these action items. And particularly using these 11 days of global unity to highlight their work and connect into a project that we can record and to help build the momentum. So we are inviting people to participate with us. And one simple way that I would like to particularly invite people is to the minute of silence at 12 noon. And we are doing this as a worldwide way to embrace the world with thoughts of prayers at 12 noon local time or and on the hour throughout the International Day of Peace to tie into the time zone that is playing at 12 noon. So I just invite people to think about September 21st, the International Day of Peace, 12 noon, taking a minute of silence to embrace their personal commitment to peace, and to pray for people throughout the world to think about the positive ways that we can make a difference with our choices, with our actions, how we spend our money, who we connect with, how we spend our time, and just give yourself a minute of peace to add to this wave of peace to embrace the world.
That is really beautiful, and I think that it's really also very, very important because as one who works with energy and understands how we affect one another, but also in being a deeply spiritual person and realizing that when we do pray for something, when we put our focus on something, it really does contribute to its transformation. And I actually believe that the world is getting better. A lot of the politics that we see, a lot of the, you know, the rhetoric that we see in the mainstream media seems to have been ramped up because things are getting better. And I'm wondering if you could give some evidence that you might see of the world really being transformed through these efforts that people can get a hold on and maybe not be so focused on what they're being told.
Thank you for giving me that opportunity, Kathy. I will share a few stories from the United Religions Initiative because This is a grassroots organization. We organize with three different distinct religious or spiritual traditions coming together to face local events. And I'm thinking particularly of the cooperation circles. We have 57 or so, maybe even more now, in Pakistan, and at least that many in India. And the different cooperation circles are working together with people on things that have really addressed religious violence in Pakistan and always addressing any kind of terrorism by uniting and helping to bring communities together so that they know one another as a way of having that spark of hate be turned into a cleansing and a diffusing as opposed to igniting more. And we have responded with prayers, actions, concerns to that, particularly to some of the violence in Pakistan. And in India, bringing children together for a march, a large peace march for the International Day of Peace from very distinct religions in Kerala. I know in South Africa they are doing some amazing work in helping bring out some wonderful projects. And I can't claim this one for URI, but this is one that could really ignite people. In South Africa, they're asking people to roar for the lions and to roar for their protection. And so to just as loudly as you possibly can, maybe end the minute of silence with a giant roar.
I think I'm going to do that. Thank you so much for adding that to our conversation. And I want to introduce our next guest, Paul Slatkis of Good News Planet. And he is the founder of Peace Day Party, and that's at peacedayparty.org and the goodnewsplanet.com. And he uses media to share the good in the world. And he has some activities coming up highlighted. And there's a press conference, an event with the partners of UNESCO. And, well, I'll let you tell a little bit more about what you're doing. But I wanted to first say hello, Paul, and welcome to Heart of Mind Radio.
Catherine, thank you very much. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Very, very good, and happy to speak with you. And I would love for you to start off by giving a little bit about your connection to this whole 11 days global unity, but also the inspiration for the Good News Planet.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I first like to say it's a big honor for me to be on this line because yourself, Catherine, and Rick and Monica and Reverend Susanna have been involved with the World Peace Day and good projects for, I don't know, I barely know all of you, over almost 20 years. And I want to congratulate everybody here and thank everybody because a lot of good has occurred over these years. Rick's overall pulling together the concept after 9/11 and then leading it up to the 21st, the International Day of Peace, has really been a foundation for everybody's good news, and it's a wonderful resource for everybody to learn about the projects that are going on, as well as Monica's. Monica was able to get a show on the CBS on television for Interfaith, and the night before Christmas even. And Suzanne has been steadfast here with her beliefs in the vigil, and she'll talk about that in Central Park. And so what we're doing is on Friday, this coming Friday, the 16th, and we invite every year our entire audience down to Times Square, is create a press conference, and we did it on the 16th for a few reasons. It's before the 21st, hopefully we can bring in enough peace and everybody on this line who are our leaders in the peace movement to announce that on the 21st many things will be occurring, and for that noon moment of silence and reflection. and maybe a global truce. Wouldn't that be good? So we also, from the positive side of peace, we're in our mind celebrating the majority of the world who are peaceful and living life in a loving, caring way. And we developed a concept called Peace Day Party to celebrate the world's good news and the people of the world doing good. So at 11 a.m., actually, this started at 11:30, we will create in Times Square, Duffy Square Park, which is right by the bleachers in the tickets booth area, a human peace sign, and we will also have a press conference. UNESCO, we were very fortunate, has joined in partnership with the Peace Day Party, as well as the New York City School program, Respect for All. And we'll be doing something on the 21st in a school here in New York. So 16th at 11:30, Duffy Square Park, press conference to announce the upcoming Peace Day on the 21st. And then we're also joining in on the vigil for peace and ecology in Central Park that Susanna has founded many 15 years ago, and we've been involved since its inception. And we'll be doing our peace circle there as well, starting at, I think it's like 11:30 in the morning at the band show. She'll explain all that. And then we're going to do something in the city schools, which is, of course, a place that we want to make sure is safe for the world. So that's what we're up to. It is peacedayparty.org, where you can find greater details. And if you want to join and participate, there's a little button you can push. And then we do have our goodnewsplanet.com, where we do share thousands and thousands of people doing good things in the world.
Yes, and talk a little bit about that, because I noticed that you are present at many important events doing films. And is this what you're speaking of, that people can go and look at things that have happened in the past? Is it an ongoing schedule? Tell a little bit about the Good News Planet.
Sure, Catherine. Well, and because I'm seeing you there at all of those good things, it's such a do-gooder. Yes, it's basically almost a chronicle of lots of good news that have been occurring. We have about 5,000 shows, we have 3,000 on YouTube, and it's our way of supporting those that are doing good in the world. So you can go there and see lots and lots of content of people, you know, the events that have been happening worldwide, and mostly here in the New York metro area, because basically I always say I'm exhausted from so much good news.
Well, that's a good state to be in, I'd have to say. Well, that's really terrific. I want to thank you. And hang on, hopefully we'll have a little time at the end for all of us to interact with each other. But I do want to introduce Susan Bastarica. Reverend Susan Bastarica is an interfaith ordained minister, an evolutionary interactivist, and the founder and organizer of the Vigil for Peace and Ecology. And that event is coming up very soon, and I believe that this is a big anniversary for it. And you can always find more at vigilforpeace.org. But I wanted to say hello and welcome Susanna to Heart of Mind Radio, and tell us a little bit about the work that you're doing and all that goes into the Vigil for Peace.
Good morning, Catherine. What an honor. I'm so glad to be with you once again in your wonderful radio show. I am very excited to be with my colleagues that are doing such wonderful tasks to remind everybody that there is a space in our hearts and in our world to actually celebrate peace. Despite of everything that's going on, we are creating little windows of opportunity and hope that people can join us and meet and greet and see that we are celebrating life, that we are embracing life. The event in Central Park is an opportunity that's been on 15th anniversary this year, and we have gathered all of our friends, NGOs, Rick, Monica, Paul, Deborah, Lawrence, all of my friends from the UN throughout the years have joined together, and we've been supporting each other's events and backing up all of the opportunities that we have because the world has given us an opportunity to come out of the walls of the United Nations resolutions and bring it to the people through the airwaves, through celebrations in the streets, through celebrations in Times Square, Central Park, and big areas of New York City. And I'm very, very proud to know that this year, our celebration, because it's the 15th anniversary, it's going to be one of the largest because all of our friends are making it possible. So what we're doing is spreading the good news and going to each other's events one after the other, and we have many things happening. The Central Park is going to be at the Benchel on 72nd Street, entrance from east to west, south of the Bethesda Fountain. It's going to be an event of celebration commemorating the United Nations resolution of a ceasefire and 24-hour observance of a nonviolent resolution. So we are going to bring people from different kinds of schools, different parts of the delegations of the United Nations, NGOs, bands of the local young people who have never heard of the United Nations resolution, plus all of the guests in Central Park that walk through the day and get an opportunity to meet and greet and acknowledge that there is a way and there is time for celebration. The vigil came up from the ashes of the Ground Zero, 9/11, when I started working there. We all decided that there has to be a way to come out from the hole to the surface and embrace what's beautiful. And thank God for everybody that had the same ideas, everybody here in the radio show and other friends, unlike yourself, who have been following us for years, are doing this kind of celebrations and letting the people know that these things are available. On the 21st of September, on Wednesday, on 125th Street at the Center of Scientology, there's going to be, from 9 to 7, an all-day open house for the celebration of the human rights. They are going to be giving literature, education, and the vigil people are going to be there to express the feeling of how there is a resolution for ceasefire. There is a point that we can come together to actually stop what's going on. And also UNESCO USA is coming from California to launch their CD about peace that they recorded with Julian Lennon, Brian Aykroyd, and the voices of the world, inspiring people with sentences that we can repeat for the wellness of us all and the joy. So I really look forward to seeing you all in Central Park, Times Square, the 125th Street Center, the 11 Days of Unity, and sharing with the people the good news of being alive and having an opportunity to be in celebration and join others.
Excellent. And for people who want more details on that particularly, you can go to vigilforpeace.org, and that's using the numeral 4, vigilforpeace.org. And you can also go for everything to we.net, which is really the portal to gain access to all these incredible events. Susan, I would love for you, since you did work, were working during the time of the tragedy of September 11th, if you could really speak a bit to how important it is for people to engage in these activities, but just, you know, on a spiritual level, how to transform that energy of fear and hate and be part of the solution as opposed to being impacted by the negativity. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yes, I would be proud to. What was most amazing, I came through the Red Cross. They gave me a badge because I was just hanging out in the street trying to see if I can get in a way or another. And I was a volunteer of the Red Cross, and they allowed me to go inside the hole. And inside the hole, in spite of what had happened, because actually we didn't see what had happened, we just felt what had happened through the ashes and through the dark and the dust, because there weren't people really that we could take care of. It became like a dream of collaboration. We didn't speak. We didn't talk. But everybody volunteered, and the love that poured under such catastrophe and silence is something that will remain in my heart, because everybody on those days, I stay there till about June, every day somebody will bring something to lift the spirit. Father Lyndon Harris would read the Bible. John will play the piano. Oh, most of us were collecting things and putting them in piles in separation for donation. And others, we were setting up tables with food that were prepared every day by different fancy restaurants, and clothes were being donated. So we had a big exchange of clothes, boots, fry boots, socks, T-shirts, helmets, and hats because it was winter. And the people worked truly and honestly in silence with devotion, a devotion that I have never seen in an emergency room as a volunteer or in an emergency in the street, for instance. These people that actually volunteered truly gave from their hearts, and it was like a silent vow to promise that someday we'll come together in celebration, that someday we shall overcome, and that the human devotion is us for sharing. And when we're tested, we do come through. It's an inherent part of the human being, of survival and association. So our collaboration together gave me the hope for the rest of my life to know that we are hurt, somebody can come to reach a hand. And that was the real proof. And 15 years later, every time we have to do things together, those who work there or not want to show the people, we are here for you. We want to be doing something meaningful. You are part of our world. Come. Come and join us.
Exactly. And that's, you know, I'm glad you were able to share that, because to me that really brings the spirit of what you're doing and the mission of pulling together and having this event every year, the Vigil for Peace and Ecology. It's an opportunity for people to come together and tap into what you were just saying, that the real beauty that exists within humanity. And we don't often have enough opportunity to experience that, to remember it, to be able to embody it and be in community with it. So for that reason, I really encourage folks to consider being part of this and really all of these events, the Vigil for Peace and Ecology, which is this year, the 18th of September from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. In Central Park.
Yes.
And people can access at 72nd Street.
And I also would like to tell everybody and thank all of my friends and colleagues in the program and yourself that please let's use every possible opportunity in our lives when there is a celebration to join. To join for the sake of celebrating each other. Not just when there is a crisis to come together like we usually do, which is wonderful, but when there isn't, just be part of your friend's party. Go to some your friend's backyard and share what you have, because this is a wonderful opportunity to show off our joy, our community, and especially our cultures and diversity.
Excellent. I love that suggestion, actually. And so I thought it would be nice for us to interact back and forth a little bit for all of you who are still on the call. I believe we're all still on the call. And Rick, I was wondering maybe you could come back in and comment about this idea, you know, of the 11 days of global unity arising out of the September 11th tragedy, because it is something that has plagued the world and led to a great deal of violence. It was used as an excuse for violence. And maybe talk about how what you're doing is the antidote for that.
Right. It's interesting because the way that 11 Days of Global Unity came about has to do with the fact that the International Day of Peace for a couple of decades, you know, there was a UN resolution in 1981. You know, Monica can give us more details about that. My understanding is that the International Day of Peace for a couple of decades after that took place on the day of the opening of the General Assembly every September. And so they called that the International Day of Peace, and it was designed to commemorate any ceasefires that had taken place during the past months, you know, leading up to that. And it was generally on the second or the third Tuesday of September. And there was a movement to make it on a specific day. Jeremy Gilley actually did a full-length documentary about it called Peace One Day, and it was about this movement to get the UN to put the International Day of Peace on a specific day, September 21st. And they were about to do it. In fact, they had made a resolution that would take effect in 2002, but in 2001, technically the International Day of Peace took place on the second Tuesday of September, the day of the tragedy in 2001. So, and then from all the following years after that, it was on the 21st. So we, the world, we looked at that and we decided to use that as a symbol of the journey from fear to hope, September 11th to September 21st. And it has become this kind of vessel or convergence of change makers working for peace, justice, sustainability, and transformation. So that's how 11 Days came about.
So that's really great, because the 11 Days really does, you know, the focus of it allows people to connect in who might not have known about it and to find ways that they can engage. Can you also speak to, though, that it is a focus, that there are still things going on all year round?
Right. Well, a few years ago, and Monica was part of this, we developed 11 themes to go with the 11 Days of Global Unity, and those 11 themes, which are unity, interdependence, environment, economic justice, health, children and youth, women, human rights, freedom, disarmament, and peace. Those 11 themes have been developing into 11 campaigns for change, and over 400 organizations have signed up to participate in this, and it's actually much larger, but they actually filled out the form and all of that, and so people can actually participate within whichever of those areas of change they want to make a difference, and so they can participate. So this is not just a spectator sport. You know, you can watch or listen to the 11 Days Summit, and you can go to these events, and you can also create your own events, and you can post them on the Global Unity calendar. So we encourage that as well. You can find the calendar link by going to we.net. And it's really amazing. If you look at the calendar, you'll see all of these amazing things going on. There's like a full page now of just the events that are taking place on September 11th on the calendar. But you can really take an active role in making a difference through these 11 themes.
Excellent. Monica, did you want to feed in and maybe talk a little bit more about people connecting on in their own level, spiritual level, personal level, and what they might be able to do?
Yes, Kathy. It's just such a joy to be reflecting on what is happening and what can even happen to a bigger extent by your audience connecting into the International Day of Peace events and 11 Days of Global Unity. One of the Compassion Games relay race is starting at Pier 39. It's filled up now, but they are going to make a million lunches on 9/11 in New York City. to be given to the hungry. There are creativity is what is being called into play here. You can be as creative on a big and small level to participate, to do something to make the world a better place. And it is that adage and prayer, it is in giving that you receive. And so many of us know what it feels like to have done something that brings people together. You always meet someone new, and it just creates a special energy and warms your heart. And this is just a focused time to do it. It's not as if you can just save up and do it in September, but to join with a bigger network that is happening around the world with a lot of little actions that are going to make a big difference in communities. There are cities around the United States and around the world that are participating in the Compassion Games. And the idea of adding compassion into our lives as a concept, you practice this for 11 days and it starts to become a habit. And so people are invited to be part of the Compassion Games as an individual and as a group. And there are all kinds of things that are happening. And as Rick said, many of them are unreported. We have no way of knowing the full extent of what's going on during this time. I am very, very pleased to be holding and with PBS Station 39 in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, a rededication of a peace pool and using flags of all the nations to send our message of peace from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania to every nation of the world on the International Day of Peace. And it is just one of so many events that are happening. So it is just little, big, whether it's donating food to your food pantry, writing a check to your favorite charity, do something to connect yourself to a campaign of compassion and care to build a better world, a world of peace, a stronger city, a place of hope and care. And I just would like to offer the thought that I use throughout the day, and many of us do, the prayer, may peace prevail on earth. And sometimes taking just a moment in a difficult time to repeat that in your head gives you a different focus for moving through things. So we can be the change. We have to be the change. It is imperative that we just treasure our earth and one another and the amazing diversity that we have to build a we so that we can survive.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And Paul, do you have any thoughts you'd like to share in
sure.
In response? Yeah.
Yeah, so this is why I'm stressed out as a TV broadcaster. There's just too much good there happening. Monica has a couple thousand shows. Rick has another 40,000, and Susanna has a bunch. So actually, we're going to be broadcasting on along with our own broadcast, Good News Planet and Peace Day, and other locations. But something called PeaceChannel.com, which is going to have 2 days broadcasting of Peace Day events happening. I guess worldwide, and so they have so much content they don't know what to do for 2 days straight, and there'll be 5-minute segments and a ton of them of people doing good. So I think just once again the and I think this you have all the optimists here for world peace on the line, and we should all be optimistic. You know, it's just a few people that are giving us a can't communicate. Rick doing the Gandhi non-violently. You know, just peaceful coexistence, and which is the way most of us all live. And if we keep strengthening that message, hopefully those that are confused at this point enough to hurt somebody will pay attention.
Yes, so true, so true. And Susanna, you had a lot to say, but I wanted to see if perhaps you wanted to add a little bit more after listening to what everyone else said.
Sure. Thank you, Catherine. There's flattery in imitation, and the best that we can behave and the happiest that we can share our good sides to the people and welcome them into our circle as much as helping them when they are in need. We can actually be an inspiration and also be collaborators when others seek out. Be there for the human race. Be there for the crises, but be also there to celebrate the good time. And the way people plan bad events throughout the world, it lets us plan a place for everybody to participate, to have a good time. And we are very privileged that we are in a zone of peace that we can actually do these things. So let's celebrate as much as we can with all of us in conjunction and spread the good word for everybody.
Excellent. That's a beautiful sentiment. And I really am extremely happy to be able to participate in whatever way I can by sharing this information, because I really do see that people need to connect in a positive way. People need to hear about what's happening in the world that can counter some of the, it's almost an onslaught. I would say it's even a programming, an intentional programming of people's mind, spirit, energy, so that we get caught up in thinking that the world is in a terrible shape, the world is a terrible place, humanity is lost. I just feel that so many listen to what's on the mainstream and think in terms of how bad things are and how hopeless it is. And even I think sometimes in doing shows myself or in listening to shows that are talking about some of the crises around the world, it also, even though it's with the intent of informing, it can leave people in a sense state of paralysis and hopelessness. So I really do believe that what all of you are doing, it's critical for not just the good work of transforming the world, but I think it's critical in healing people's minds and in healing their hearts to understand that humanity has a great deal of grace and a great deal of love and caring, and that's really our natural state. And so I think that what you're doing is important on many, many levels. So I really do want to thank all of you for the commitment, you know, because we're looking at 15 years of commitment, and I'm sure far beyond that, to early stages of your life, there's been this deep commitment towards changing the world for the better. And I feel that it's working. And I'm really grateful to all of you for what you have been doing. And we just have a few moments to go with the program, not too much. So I just want to put it out there. If any of you had a word of encouragement you'd like to offer the listener, maybe someone can't make it to the events. Maybe they don't have a computer. Maybe they're disabled. Maybe they're working and just don't have the energy. What loving thought would you like to share with everyone to encourage them that that anything and everything is possible?
No matter where you are, just know you are a part of us. And just by thinking that something's happening, we connect with your thoughts and celebrate with you whenever you think that you cannot go out and celebrate.
Beautiful. You were going to speak, Rick? Was that you?
Oh, yes. Well, I thought it might be interesting for people to know about some of the things that are happening around the world during 11 days and the International Day of Peace, because I find it very inspiring. So in Botswana, Angelina Habayetsi created a book of interdependence, and it's actually based on We the World's Declaration of Interdependence, which you can see at we.net, and you can sign it, actually. It's being signed by local leaders in Botswana who are empowering women and girls and also leaders who are protecting the environment with renewable energy systems. In Uganda, there's a guy named Justice Akamparira, and he's doing a march for global unity with Students for Global Democracy. In the United States here in Kentucky, Angel Fullerton is organizing a walk for unity where there has recently been community tensions regarding flying the Confederate flag. In fact, they apparently canceled a major festival that they have every year over this controversy of whether or not to, they could fly the Confederate flag at the festival. So they actually canceled the festival. And so she's organizing a walk for unity about that, which is very amazing and important. In Vermont, Susan Jameson is going to be doing an interfaith gathering for dialogue and understanding. I also wanted to give a very quick preview of a couple of the interviews with on the telesummit, the 11 days of Global Unity telesummit, and you can, and it's all free, by the way. All of these things are free, but you can sign up for the summit by going to we.net, and you click on the summit, and then you can scroll down and click on the register. It just takes about 10 seconds, really, to put your email address in, and then you're registered. But I want to give a couple of sneak previews. So in the interview with Jane Goodall, we're going to be discussing the many connections between humans, chimpanzees, and other animals, including the idea of culture in non-human animals and how that is being accepted more by the scientific community now. And Jane Goodall will reveal many aspects of her life that people don't really know about, including a major life and work transition that she made. And with Tavis Smiley, you know, the broadcaster, he's got the PBS show. Looks like somebody.
Yeah, somebody signed off. Go ahead, yeah.
He's going to be speaking about inequality and the legacy of Martin Luther King Jr. And we're going to be talking about solutions to rising inequality and all of those things. So the whole summit is like a blueprint for global transformation if you take all the 11 themes and all the dialogues together.
Excellent. Yeah. So we're just about at the end of our broadcast time. Does anyone else have a thought or a word they'd like to add before we conclude?
I would just want to say thank you, gratitude for all, and share the love.
Thank you. And go ahead, yeah? Monica?
Yeah. I use this quote from an indigenous elder, Grandfather Harry Bird. A heartfelt prayer is more positive, more powerful than an atom bomb. And I think that we need to really make it a point to bring our thoughts, prayers, and actions into what is needed for our society today, to unify ourselves and to share the news that we can be peace. Regardless of what is being thrown at us, we can choose to be peaceful, and we can develop the skills to do that.
Thank you. We really are out of time, so I have to say good morning to all of you, and thank you for joining us here over Heart of Mind Radio. Remember, you can go to the website, prn.fm, and listen to the show or download it for listening later. And for those of you who want to connect with me, I'm your host, Catherine. You can send an email to heartofmindradio@gmail.com and go to the website we.net for everything that you have heard today, for all the connections, resources, and access. And with this, I want to say thank you all and stay tuned to the Progressive Radio Network for more great programming throughout the day. Bye for now.